Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Matthew 5 and verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Friend, one way we let our light shine is to have the disposition of gratitude and to show that gratitude by our actions. A recurring theme in the inspired writings of Paul was that of thanksgiving. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, in everything giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now this admonition is to provoke us to count our blessings, both physical and spiritual, and to recognize their source, and then demonstrate our sincere gratitude for our blessings. And how do we do that? Well, the opposite of being thankful is the sin of ingratitude. And this can be illustrated by the son whose mother labored long and hard, who sacrificed and did without in order to provide for his education, but on the day of his graduation, he was ashamed of the poor clothing his mother wore and would not even introduce her to his fellow graduates. What an ingrate! And ingratitude hurts, it offends, it humiliates, it disappoints. How must God feel toward our nation, to which He has given so much? God has blessed this nation more than any that history records. And yet we see depravity and abundance in crime, in violence, in immorality, both in religion and in politics. Oh, we sing the song, God Bless America. But we really wonder why he should, considering the defiant and disobedient manners of what seems to be a growing majority in our nation. In Colossians 3 and verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Philippians 4 and verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There was an event in the life of Jesus Christ that certainly showed gratitude. In Luke chapter 17, Jesus met some men that were diseased with leprosy. Their cry for mercy was heard, and the Lord recognized their need. His compassion responded, telling them to go and to show themselves to the priest, that they might be declared clean, as the law of Moses required. And on their way to the priest, they realized their leprosy was gone. Can you imagine their joy? It was what one did that stands out, however, so nobly from the rest. He turned back to Jesus and gave thanks for what Jesus had done for him. He glorified God, and he gave credit where credit was due. And we wonder, as did Jesus, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Friend, before we condemn the 9, let's ask ourselves if we would have been with them or with the one who gave thanks. Being thankful enables us to bring glory to God and to fulfill our mission in life. The failure to be grateful led the Gentiles to reject God, Romans 1 and verse 21. It led them into idolatry. It took them to condemnation because of the depravity into which they allowed themselves to go. They should have recognized the source of their blessings. They should have praised God rather than rejected God. We're reminded of that truth in James 1 and verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights. Friend, everything good, even life itself, is from God. His natural laws, such as the laws of sowing and reaping, the physical provisions, so many of which are given unconditionally, they are from God. Every spiritual blessing that's been given by the Lord. These spiritual blessings, of course, are found only in Christ, and they are conditional. Being grateful helps us to keep problems in perspective. They will not loom so large over us. We will know that the promise of God to His people in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13 will enable us to overcome. and what we can't overcome, we will be able to endure. In Psalm 46 and verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Now, most of us focus pretty heavily on our problems. Maybe it is because the squeaky wheel gets the grease, as someone has suggested. But if we only focus on problems, friend, and not our blessings, we get a distorted view of reality. We may get like Peter when he was allowed to walk on the water. And while he focused his attention on the Lord, he was able to walk. But when he looked only at the boisterous sea around him, he began to sink. We take courage and we take hope in God's promise, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," Hebrews 13 and verse 5. And as we pray to God regarding our problems, let us not forget to pray in thanksgiving for our blessings as well. And being grateful, it not only brings glory to God, it reminds us of the source of our blessings. It helps keep problems in perspective. It also serves as a deterrent to sin. And how is that? Why, sin is put in contrast to giving thanks. In Ephesians 5, 3 and 4, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named once among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather," now notice in contrast to all of that, "rather giving of thanks." If we are ungrateful, we're really biting the hand that feeds us. We will offend the source of our blessings, but expressing our gratitude makes us pleasing to God. Furthermore, gratitude will contribute toward the peace of mind for which we long, and we can enjoy the satisfaction of doing what is right. It will lessen the causes and the provocations for anxiety, the cause for worry, knowing that God is always true to His promises and His providence is real. We must remember, however, that only promises our needs, not our greed. There is a difference between our wants and what we really need. But seeing the virtue of gratitude and the nobility of this attitude as it expresses itself in our actions, we want to know how to develop this trait. How can we develop this great, wonderful quality of character? Why, it begins as a matter of the heart. It is not to be measured according to the abundance that God might give. For a moment, try thinking what it would be to live life without His blessings. Other people in other lands do not enjoy the blessings that we have in this country, that we possibly take too much for granted. Compare your troubles with those of others. Consider how dependent we are on God's providence and the proper operation of His laws. You know, one of the best songs that we sing in worship to God is that which admonishes us to count our blessings and to see what God has done. Look at the physical portions in life. While we're blessed in these matters in varying degrees, we do have food and shelter and clothing, life and health. We can see, we can hear, we have jobs, there's transportation. We are blessed with family and friends and beloved brethren who care for us. And what of our freedoms and the many conveniences and even luxuries that are ours? We have access to doctors, to hospitals, and medicine, to schools, to books, to educational opportunities, to teachers. Generations who have experienced and suffered because of war, they know the blessings of peace. We have stores, provisions are available. They're the firemen, the emergency squads. Besides all this, there's the sun and the rain and the seasons and the produce of the earth. Could we ever name all of our blessings? But the greatest blessings are those which are spiritual in nature, including the forgiveness of sin and our salvation, fellowship with deity and with the redeemed. We have hope, we have confidence, we have the privilege of prayer, and we are guided by God's word. Blessed with His providence, we enjoy His protection for the soul, and we even have the opportunity for worship and prayer and to be in the church, to know God's grace, which we would never deserve, but which we receive when we are obedient to Him. Friend, I say to you, these blessings have to do with our relationship with God, and they are eternal in nature. And how do we show gratitude? Why, we do this by word and by deed, by being obedient, by serving others. I would admonish us, do not be a part of the me generation with greed and stinginess and selfishness. I deserve what the world owes me attitude is what a lot of people have in their heart. Friend, do not be possessed with that satanic spirit. Rather, when you see your blessings, you might ask, why me, Lord? And be grateful. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.